exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Song and dance that was made very popular by our good friend Ray Anthony. Let's all have some fun with the bunny hop. One, two, and
that sounded like Lawrence Welk.
It sure did, didn't it?
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Jennifer, this isn't drowning me out, is it?
No.
How do you know?
Because I'm listening.
Wow, you just snapped at me.
I'm listening.
It's been a little early in the show to be snapping at me. On today's show, we'll recap New Jersey Makers Day for you, which was held last Saturday at the North County Branch and South County Branch Libraries. Information about the upcoming Friends of HCL book sale, including how to donate your used books and DVDs. Jennifer mesmerizes every mother's son. Jennifer smiles and beefsteaks become well done. Jennifer makes Grandpa feel like 21. She can't help it. She just can't help it. Entries are being accepted for HCL's Outdoor Art Show and Sale, National Library Week, upcoming programs, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So I'm assuming that song was for Easter.
Yes.
Which is this Sunday. And tomorrow is Good Friday?
It is.
Do you go to church?
No.
You do not? I'm surprised. I thought you did.
No.
Does your father know about this?
Yes, because he's there and I'm not.
Okay. And then what do you do for Easter generally?
We go to Mass Saturday night.
Okay.
And then my mother and I go for a walk Sunday morning.
That's your Easter tradition, going for a walk with your mother?
Yep.
What was the weather for Easter? I forgot what you
sunny
said.
And six, sunny and 60. Said it 30 seconds ago. Sunny and 62.
What was your point about that? That you said it 30 seconds ago. I asked you to repeat it, please.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody tuned into the radio show 15 seconds ago and didn't hear it, Jennifer.
So what are your
Easter traditions is taking a walk. Do you have a big dinner, a big Easter dinner, celebrating Christ rising from the grave?
No. And actually, I don't know. I don't think we're going to this year.
No.
No, because I asked my mother.
Because the buffet place is closed?
No, I asked my mother, were you having dinner? And she didn't
say anything.
Why
don't you cook it? Sometimes maybe your mom needs a little break. A little brunch action, maybe? No. No Easter brunch?
I cooked Thanksgiving for
her. I would love to have an Easter brunch.
I cooked Thanksgiving for her once, and I cooked all the wrong foods. And
you'll never do it again?
Nope.
And did she apologize for complaining?
She never complained.
What are you talking about?
She did not complain, but I knew it was wrong.
Really?
I did.
That's an excuse because you don't feel like cooking Thanksgiving dinner anymore.
That's not true. I cook Thanksgiving dinner every year.
What kind of daughter are you?
Lousy, I guess.
We had a program last night at the Hunterdon County Library before we update what's going on this week.
You didn't tell us your Easter traditions.
My Easter traditions? All our kids are grown now, so all the fun traditions like painting eggs and...
We still have an Easter egg hunt.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
You and your husband?
No, man. Well, my mother hides them for me and my sister.
During your walk?
Before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, all this good stuff your mother does for you and you won't even cook her dinner.
I'll knock it off.
I'm not kidding you.
I cook her dinner.
Do you decorate eggs and then you hide them?
Mm-hmm. She hides them.
And she decorates them?
Mm-hmm.
You spoiled brat.
I decorate my own eggs.
Do you every year?
Yeah.
And you don't hide them for your mother? I don't know where you're going with this, but
I miss
decorating eggs and hiding them for the kids. I don't do them
anymore. Decorate them and hide them for Lori.
We'll end up not finding that one, like most times happen, and it ends up smelling 2 months later. Then you realize that there was an egg that was never found.
Well, you got to count.
That never happened to you? Yeah. We're having brunch, I think. I think Lori, like a good daughter-in-law, is cooking for my mother.
Nice.
Well, I'm cooking too because Lori doesn't cook.
So say, how are you having bacon?
Yeah, I'm cooking that. All the meats are cooked by me. But that's it. Nothing special. When we were younger, we used to get together with my mother's sister and my grandparents and my four cousins. I would only see them three times a year I'd see them. Christmas,
Easter,
Thanksgiving, and Easter. So it was one of three times I'd see my four cousins. My mother has one sister. Now they're all spread to the four. Actually, one lives in Phillipsburg, one of my cousins.
Why don't you invite them?
The other three live in Georgia. And you know what? I should have invited them.
See? You're a bad cousin.
Good point. I am. I'm a very bad cousin.
So tell us about the program.
Last night, we welcomed the Joe Gilligan and Donnie Ferraro, who did songs from the Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin era.
Including a song from?
Interspersed. I believe I'm telling this story, right, Jennifer. Interspersed with comical stories and facts about each singer, like Perry Como and Johnny Mathis. And who else did they have songs about?
Pat Boone.
Pat Boone, correct. Very entertaining.
Donny Ray.
Actually, two old Italian guys just telling stories between the songs. Very entertaining. I actually probably preferred the shtick between the songs as to the songs themselves.
Some of the jokes are very funny.
And I can say they're both getting a little older. So I could see maybe 10 years ago Donnie Ferraro being dead on with Frank Sinatra.
They've only done four years.
Oh, they have?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got maybe half of Sinatra's range down pat. And the other half, I mean, it's Frank Sinatra. You're not going to be able to do that well. But
even in a year. There's a little,
What?
There's a little bit of difference from last year.
Really? You're saying it slipped the show?
A little bit. No, the show was really good, but
what
you could tell his range
right
was
now, Jennifer.
They are,
did a fantastic job.
They did, and their jokes were awesome.
They were. I like the one with the stuffed animals on the wall. I've never heard any of those jokes. It was very funny.
You weren't there last year?
No, but it was good, and I thought Joe Gilligan did a great job mimicking, let's say, Johnny Mathis' voice and the Dupree's voice and Dean Martin.
And
very
Johnny
good.
Ray, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he did an excellent job with that Johnny Ray song, I thought.
Yes. Yeah, and they have one more show that we haven't seen, a corner doo-wop,
mm-hmm.
1945 and 1955.
Should we have them back?
We should.
Okay, well, upcoming at the library this week, Jennifer, we have a program tonight at the Hunter County Library. We're showing a movie. It's the Academy Award-nominating film series. Tonight we're showing Inside Out, that Disney Pixar film that I love so much. Starts at 6 p.m. in the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library tonight. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a very clever movie about how they think your emotions dictate your actions, Jennifer. Five emotions inside of you, they say, supposedly dictate everyone's actions. So there's emotion. Can you guess the five emotions?
Hate. Love.
No and no.
Jealousy.
No.
Nope. No.
Anger.
Happiness.
Joy.
Sadness.
Like being afraid, but I forget, like fear, but I don't think that's what it's called. And then disgust, I think, was the other one.
Oh, I got a lot of that.
Yes, Jennifer. The disgust emotion is at the control panel. So there's like a control panel in your head, and these emotions take turns running your control panel for you. And they follow the life of a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, boy.
So when she's going through changes, she actually moves from her town to a new town. So what she goes through and how.
Oh, boy. You had a 12-year-old girl one time.
It's very moving at times. It's very funny times. It's extremely clever. And then at the very end, they take it through, like, other people, like, how their minds work. Like, not just, like, people that were in the movie, but then how a cat's mind works and stuff like that. It's very funny. I highly recommend it. If you don't come to see it at the library, I would get it on demand or stream it at home. That's Inside Out, Disney Pixar film, showing tonight the Hunter County Library. Showing tonight, or performing tonight, at the North County Branch Library. If you just don't listen to anything I say and don't want to see Inside Out, we have a Golden Oldies program with Gene DiNapoli, one of the country's top tribute artists with 3.5 octave voice range. Is that good? That's 3.5 good. Octave voice range, is that good?
Yes, it is.
He has a magnetic personality, Jennifer. He must have, and loads of charm. Did he write this himself?
I have no idea.
And he's very humble, from what I understand.
Somebody's hoping
Gene DiNapoli. He'll showcase all your favorite oldies from Bobby Darin, Dion, Paul Anka, Frank Sinatra, The Coasters, and The Four Tops. Gene's personality, in case I didn't mention it before, he's radiating, Jennifer. So be prepared to laugh and tap those toes, I'm sorry, to the oldies sung Gene style. Oh boy, Gene is a piece of work. This is tonight. If you want to see what Gene DiNapoli is all about, and unless it's all just hype, show up at the North Kenny Branch Library tonight. March 24th at 7 p.m.
Have we ever had him?
Nothing I know of.
I see.
All of the programs Jennifer and I talk about, you can view them on our webpage, hclibrary.us, to get more information and times and to reserve a seat, which we request you do. But the two programs I mentioned tonight have room, so just show up.
Just show up. And the libraries are closed tomorrow on Friday.
For Good Friday. Jennifer has no excuse for not going to church, but she won't be gone.
And on Sunday for Easter Sunday.
Yes. So we're open Saturday.
Mm-hmm. 9 to 5.
In case
Jennifer will not be there.
When the library is closed, Jennifer, I have a for instance for you.
Okay.
Do your books get an extra day?
Your books are not due on a day the library is closed. I set that up at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So if you checked out a DVD last Friday, it's due on Saturday, not Friday.
What if you checked it out? Never mind.
Say you checked it out last Thursday, and you don't return it today, and you don't return it to Saturday, you'll get one free day.
Okay. That's my question. Thank you.
You won't be charged 2 days. You'll be charged.
Very good. Jennifer, I want to go to our first commercial break. We'll be back with more Library Show right after this.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm sitting here with Jennifer Winberry. I'm Jim Thatch. And it's time for Today in History. This week and every week at this time, Jennifer, I ask you questions about events that happened on this date, which is March 24th. And also some people that I know that were born or who have died on this date. I have a little bit of both, Jennifer. Got a good grab bag of stuff today. Let's see how you do. Once again, it is March 24th, Jennifer. All right, Jennifer, in 1707, the Acts of Union 1707 are signed. Do you know what that was? The Acts of Union 1707.
Was it uniting the 13 colonies?
It was uniting something, but not in our country.
Oh.
It united England and Scotland to create the Kingdom of Great Britain. 1765 on this date, Great Britain passes the Quartering Act. What was that? The Quartering Act required colonies to house British troops. To quarter them, Jennifer, is your word for the day. Thought you would have got it off the quartering. Obviously one act that led to revolution, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, what happened on this date in Hiram, Ohio on March 24th, 1832, to Mormon leader Joseph Smith? What happened to him? Great leader, Mormon, leader, Joseph Smith. Obviously, before he headed out to Utah. What happened, Jennifer?
He got married for the first time.
Incorrect. He was tarred and feathered. I wonder why. I don't know why, actually. Maybe because he had multiple wives. Did he do that?
He did.
Yeah. Okay, Jennifer, note the year 1837. On this date, this is no question. I'm just going to state this fact. Canada gives African Canadian men the right to vote. The right to vote in 1837.
Wow.
God bless them, Jennifer. Here we are still having them as slaves and for another 30 years. And Canada's already given them the right to vote. How is this possible? Very sad, very sad era of our history.
It is.
God bless Abe Lincoln. That's all I got to say. Still, I believe the greatest man ever to live, ever to walk on the face of this earth.
Until Jim Thatch.
Abraham Lincoln. Oh, thank you, Jennifer. I wish I could say that about myself, but obviously I cannot. Okay, Jennifer, World War II hit trivia. And this date in 1944, 76 Allied prisoners of war began breaking out of the German camp Stalag Luft III, inspiring what movie? Famous movie was inspired by this event. 76 Allied prisoners of war.
Is it Steve
breaking out of German?
Is Steve McQueen in it?
I don't know.
The Great Escape.
That is correct. Yeah. Very good. Did you see it?
Uh-huh.
Are you a fan of war movies? Since your husband likes to collect war medals.
We watch them.
Okay, is The Great Escape a good movie?
Yes.
With Steve McQueen in it.
I believe so.
Okay, Jennifer. On this date in 1958, what happens to rock and roll teen idol Elvis Presley?
He is drafted into.
How did you know that? That's very good.
Because it just made sense.
Do you remember this date in 1989, Jennifer? 1989. In the Prince William Sound in Alaska, what ship spilled 240,000 barrels of crude oil after running aground?
The Exxon Valdez.
Very good. Jennifer is on a roll. And then just last year on this date, Jennifer, a tragedy. Can you remember what happened?
This date last year.
That's all the hint I'm going to give you. A tragedy.
It was a Tuesday.
And what they call a mass murder suicide, Jennifer. A pilot flies that German wings plane into the side of a mountain.
Oh, in France? That was a year ago already?
Yes.
Wow.
Killing all 150 people aboard. That was 1 year ago today. Very
wow.
Sad. German wings flight 9525. Okay, Jennifer, born or died on this date. Let's go back to 1874, Harry Houdini.
He was a magician and an escape artist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. I'll give
what
you that.
Else would you
supposedly
like?
Died because someone punched him in the stomach when he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Is that a myth or is that true?
Who knows?
The other thing was he told his wife that he would contact her from beyond the grave.
Did she say don't bother?
And I forget if he was successful or not. Okay, 1887, on March 24th, Roscoe Arbuckle is born. Roscoe Arbuckle. Better known as Fatty Arbuckle, Jennifer, one of the biggest stars of the silent film era until he was accused of raping and, I believe, maybe murdering somebody at a party at his house, which he was acquitted of, but it ruined his career.
It'll do it.
Would it do it, Jennifer?
It might.
What if you're found innocent?
Mm.
No? Don't like to give people second chances. Was it because he was fatty?
Oh.
What if it was a good-looking thin guy? Would you give him a second chance? Boy, where am I going with
I
this?
Don't Never know.
Born on this date in 1901, the great Ub Iwerks.
Ub?
Ub. U-B.
I?
One of the greatest persons no one's ever heard of. He did something that everybody knows.
Why don't you tell us?
First person to draw Mickey Mouse.
I had a feeling it had something to do with Disney.
Walt Disney and him, it was Walt Disney's early partner. And he did the first drawings of Mickey Mouse. The great Ub Iwerks. As well as many other Disney innovations. And Walt's partner for a long time. I believe at one point he actually tried to make it on his own and gave up all of his Disney stock. But I think Walt brought him back at some point. All right, moving on. Jennifer died in 1905. Jules Verne.
He was an author. He wrote Around the World in 80 Days.
And what else?
30,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000
leagues. 20,000 leagues, whatever. That famed Disney
Very good.
Attraction.
Yes. Well, it's not an attraction anymore. Maybe in Disneyland. Is it still in Disneyland? It's not in Disney World anymore.
I don't, the line was too long when I was there.
1924, Jennifer Norman Fell was born.
He was a producer of a lot of... No, he wasn't a producer.
You're thinking Norman Lear.
I'm thinking Norman Lear. He was in Three's Company, though, wasn't he?
He was.
He was Mr. Furley.
He was Mr. Roper.
Roper.
The original Roper, Don Knotts.
Not Don Knotts, was Mr.
Came
Furley.
But you did know he was in Three's Company. Very good. Okay, 1976, Peyton Manning was born.
He's a quarterback. He has a brother, Eli. I couldn't tell you what team he's a quarterback for, and I know they've been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, maybe because he retired. Just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Seahawks. And he retired.
Seahawks.
He has a brother named Eli. Good Lord. Peyton Manning is probably the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. All the records.
I haven't gone beyond Joe Namath, okay?
All the records. Just retired after winning the Super Bowl for the Denver Broncos.
Oops.
That's why he may have been in the news, Jennifer.
Maybe.
Died in 2008 on this
date.
You're
not pleased that I knew he had a brother named Eli? Slightly impressed?
I'm not a big fan of Eli Manning.
2002, he died. Who died?
2008, Jennifer. Eight. Neil Aspinall. This is my Beatles trivia question of the day. Neil Aspinall, what did he have to do with the Beatles? He was the early road manager. He used to drive them in the early days around in his van to all their concerts around England.
Okay.
And I believe this is kind of sordid, but this is the kind of show we like, soap opera type things. I believe he slept with Pete Best's mother. Pete Best was the drummer, original drummer of the Beatles, and had a child with Pete Best's mother.
Interesting.
Yes. Of course, now this radio show is going to be sued if that's not true.
Okay.
And allegedly, Jennifer, allegedly, that will get us off. And then finally, died in 2010. This is not a very important guy, but I just know who it was. Robert Culp. No idea.
No.
He was with Bill Cosby in the show I Spy, and then he was also in The Greatest American Hero. Remember that show?
I do, believe it or not.
He was the guy, the wise guy that kind of manipulated the guy.
Did you get it?
What?
I said, I do, believe it or not.
Oh, very good,
that was
Jennifer.
The theme song.
Believe it or not, it's just me.
So I also would like to wish a very happy birthday to my auntie.
Okay, tell us about your aunt. Mother's side, father's side?
Father's, my father's sister.
Okay.
She's my godmother.
Where does she live?
She lives in Staten Island.
Is she listening?
No.
Okay, Staten Island.
Staten Island.
That's where Jay Torchio, a loyal listener, is from.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Jay and I had emails about that.
Okay.
He doesn't listen anymore.
Though. Okay, Staten Island. How old is she today?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. Is she over 50?
Yep.
Is she under 100?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is her quick life story?
I don't know. She's super smart.
Go to college?
She did. She was the head of the non-medical personnel for one of the hospitals in Staten Island.
You're very, like, vague. Is she in the witness protection program?
No, she's not in the witness protection program. I don't know what she once said. She has one son, David, who's...
Father's older or younger sister?
Older.
How old's your father?
I'm not telling you how old my father is.
20 questions to see how old Jennifer's aunt is.
Not on the air. And she has a super terrific grandson named Nikki.
Okay. How old is Nikki? You can say that one. What does Nikki do?
He goes to school. He's in third grade.
Oh, okay.
But he is a whiz.
So he's a very smart family.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So your father's side of the family is very smart. How many siblings does your father have?
He has two younger sisters as well.
Is your father originally from Staten Island?
At Brooklyn. They moved to Staten Island just before he got married.
Very good. And they see each other often? You're not going to see her at Easter?
No, not terribly.
Families just do not get together enough.
We had Thanksgiving.
Staten Island is not that far away.
It's not, but that toll is really expensive, let me tell you.
Is it too expensive?
But and the traffic.
I'm not saying that in 10 years.
Much traffic. But we used to go. Okay, this is when we would go to we would go for Father's Day, Mother's Day, Easter, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, my grandfather's birthday, my grandmother's birthday.
Don't you kind of miss that?
I do. Christmas, Thanksgiving.
All because of an exorbitant toll.
No, because my grandmother and grandfather died. Yeah.
It is true. Once the grandparents passed
away. And my aunt moved to Florida, my other aunt, you know.
The past generations knew how to get families together, Jennifer.
They did.
Our generation, and I dare say our parents' generation, do not do nearly the good job. It's a shame. They're going to regret it someday. All families just move to the four corners of the country or wherever they go. They don't stay close-knit, my family included.
Well, this is a happy show.
I don't know what to say, but it's terrible. I'm thoroughly depressed.
Well, I'm really sorry. I wished my aunt a happy birthday.
What's wrong with New Jersey? Why can't everybody stay in New Jersey?
New Jersey's a fine
My brothers person. All have to move to different states. And
did they move for jobs?
Yeah, supposedly. But if they could have gotten jobs in New Jersey, Jennifer... I can safely talk about that because there's no way they're listening.
Why not?
Because you'd have to... I'm not going to go down this road. You're getting me to go down a road I can't go down.
All right. What's that brother's name that I can't remember of yours? I remember...
Three brothers.
I know, and I remember Kevin and Brian.
It's Jeff.
Jeff.
The oldest brother.
I never remember his name.
It's Jeff. Why not?
Because my mother has an aunt who has... five sons, but three of them are Jimmy, Kevin, and Brian. So those three are easy to remember.
Oh, yeah? Then maybe there are doppelgangers.
But actually, she has a grandson named Jeffrey, so now I can remember it.
Very strange.
Yes.
They were inspired by the same people, obviously.
Obviously.
I don't know where my name came from. My mother was so depressed when I was
born.
You
said that once.
That she wouldn't name me. She couldn't even look
at
me.
That is so sad.
She wouldn't even... My father had to name me, and he's very proud of the name James, but I have no idea where he got it from.
That's very sad.
Should ask him someday.
Has she gotten over it?
That's very debatable. I'm going to have to say no.
Stop. How about some good news? How about the weekend weather?
Okay. We're halfway through the library show. Let me update you on the weather. Currently 56 degrees, going up to 60 degrees today under clear skies. The good news and bad news for Friday, it's going to be 72 degrees, but it's going to rain, probably during most of the afternoon. But then we clear up for Saturday, temperatures around 60 and mid-60s on Sunday before thunderstorms return on Monday. I mentioned at the top of the show that Maker's Day happened last Saturday. We've been talking about this for weeks, Jennifer. I want to hear all about it. How did it go?
It went very well. There's pictures on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Did you look at them?
Yes.
You did?
Of course I did.
Excellent. Thanks to Amy Jo from IT, who, as fast as I sent the pictures, put them up. I did get down to the South County branch, and there is proof on the Maker's Day page that I was there. And they had about 70 people come through. And then I was going to go up to the North County branch, but then we had an incident and I needed to stay. But they had almost 700 people go through? 600?
700 people, yes.
But, so there's lots of pictures on our Facebook page, hclibrary.us, and then click on the Facebook link at the bottom or go to facebook.com/Hunterdon County Library.
So you weren't there on hand at the North County branch?
No, I never got up.
Okay, so we're going to get an update about that today, and we will fill you in on everything that happened from preliminary reports. I heard everything was fantastic. The weather was a little cool, but cooperated.
The drones
especially
were
for an
sick.
Early March. The drones didn't show up. Somehow Jennifer got her way, and the drone people
That's
did
right.
not come, but everything else went off.
I have power.
So I will find out everything this afternoon and report next week. By the way, it's a full moon tonight, Jennifer.
I know.
It kills you now, the moon.
Does it? I was unaware, but okay.
Okay.
And there's actually two nice pictures of the staff at the North County branch and one of the South County branch on the Facebook.
Very good.
So
why don't you just continue just to browse the internet and I'll try to entertain our radio guests.
I'm looking at the Facebook page telling them what they can see on it.
I believe you had something about trivia or something. Would you like
I
to
do
that now?
We can do that now if you would like.
Sure.
I've just realized we have to pay close attention to the time because the little widget that's usually on top of this page is not here.
It's 11:31 according to my computer.
Me too. Okay, this is actually the NPR. Every Sunday morning.
Yes.
About 8:40, Will Shortz, the editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle,
yes.
does an on-air puzzle on NPR, the weekend puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked last week's puzzle so much, I printed it out for you. I'm going to give you the quiz, the
Thank
on-air
you.
Quiz.
So this was last Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this is called First and Last. The first and last two letters are key to solve this puzzle that's not so easy.
Do I need a pen?
You shouldn't.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a category.
Okay.
And then you will give me a name of something or someone in that category that has the same first two letters as the last two letters of the category. For example, if I said author.
Author, so O-R?
Correct.
Their name has to give me with O-R?
Their last name.
Their last name?
So you would say George Orwell.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Is that the only one?
That's the only example.
Okay.
But the reason I thought of you for this was because of the first question.
Okay.
Beatle.
Beatle. That ends in L-E, Lennon.
Correct. John Lennon. And then I saw the second one and I thought, oh, Jim will know this one as well. Disney musical.
Musical, A-L, would be Aladdin.
Correct. And then I saw number 9.
You aren't getting me any of the
I'm
other?
Going to give you the other
Oh,
ones
okay. Go ahead.
But there are three answers to number 9, and I said, I bet Jim knows all three of these
go
answers.
Go ahead. Horse.
Racehorse.
Racehorse.
Mm-hmm.
So S-E.
Mm-hmm.
Secretariat.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle Slough.
Mm-hmm.
And Seabiscuit.
Correct. Very good, Jim Thatch. I knew you'd be good at this. Letter of the Greek alphabet.
Alphabet. E-T.
Mm-hmm.
Eta.
Mm-hmm. Country in Africa.
Africa. C-A. C-A. Africa, C-A.
C-A-M. Cameroon.
Cameroon, okay. Sorry.
This one
isn't that a cookie?
It's a macaroon.
Oh.
Make of auto. You should get this one.
Make of auto. T-O. Toyota.
Very good. Maker of automobile.
Automobile. L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Lexus.
Correct. And Obama.
And Obama, M-A?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Michelle. What's their daughter's name?
Malia.
Oh, okay.
Lori would know this one. Salad green.
Salad endive.
Very good. This one's, it's almost archaic. Municipal official.
Municipal official. A-L?
Mm-hmm.
It was in my head for a split second. Go ahead.
Alderman.
Yes, it was in my head.
Yeah, don't you hate that? Norse explorer.
Norse explorer. Erickson.
Okay. Or Eric the Red?
Oh, yes. I'm going with Leif Erikson.
Okay. Bridge.
Bridge, GE. The George Washington Bridge.
Indeed. Ocean.
Ocean, A-N, Antarctic.
Best picture.
Antarctic isn't an ocean. Not anymore. It's called the Southern Ocean. You call Will Shorts. That's it. It's incorrect answer.
Well, we'll see if he does a correction this week.
Okay.
Best picture.
Best picture, R-E, Reds.
That did not win Best Picture. That was what I thought. This is from the 1940s.
R-E, Rebel Without a Cause.
No, you got the first four letters right.
Rebecca?
It's a woman's name.
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Oh, and the last, Hitchcock.
Yes. The last one is Summer Olympics Host.
S-T, Host.
1912.
Stalingrad.
Stockholm.
Oh.
Very good. Well done.
Yeah, I did fair.
You did okay.
How did you do? You got them all, but what?
I didn't. I didn't get Alderman.
I should have gotten Alderman. I would have floored you.
It would have. And I didn't get Rebecca. I had said Reds, too.
By the way, the sun sets tonight at 7:16. Isn't that awesome?
Did you give a bottom-of-the-hour weather report?
I did. See?
I missed it.
You yelled at me for not listening to your weather report. I heard most of it. You didn't hear any of mine.
You talk about it raining again on...
Tomorrow. The good news, bad news, 72 degrees but rain?
Yes. Now I remember. So it's time for the Friends book sale. I see it's on our website already.
It is on our website. Would you like to talk about it? Actually, thanks for reminding me. I have before we talk about the book sale, I have another Friends message I need to read over there. Georgia Muse asked me to read something about the next Friends general meeting, if you don't mind, Jennifer.
I don't mind.
All members of the Friends of the Huntington County Library are invited to our second general membership meeting to be held on Wednesday, March 30th, at the North County Branch Library in Clinton from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the meeting room on the first floor. Please bring your ideas, inspiration, and a friend to help make the Friends grow. Items on the agenda will include the introduction of Karen Mitchell, who's their new newsletter editor, Jennifer, assorted book sale details, discussion and further development of the alternative funding activities generated at the first meeting, and a chance to get to know some other book-loving friends. Refreshments will be served, Jennifer. So this is the second Friends General Membership Meeting. The Friends are looking to find other ways to fundraise besides a book sale to benefit the Huntington County Libraries, Jennifer. So I'm all for that. Once again, Wednesday, March 30th at the North County Branch in Clinton from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And I'm assuming even if you wish to join the Friends and want to check out what this is all about, you're welcome as well.
We had a good fundraising idea, Adrian and I.
What was it?
A 5K.
Yes, that would be nice.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Unless it's being overdone. Are there like 5Ks every weekend now?
I don't think quite every weekend. Not out here.
I think a golf tournament would probably be another good one. Because the county does one.
True.
And we have a county course, so they probably get a discount.
True.
But I don't know. None of my business.
All right. Well, right now their current fundraiser is the library book sale. And this year, it begins on Saturday, April 30th at 10 a.m. If you are a friend of the Huntington County Library and have your membership card, you will be admitted at 8 a.m. The preview hours are 1 to 4 Friday, but they are sold out. Sunday, the book sale is from 10 to 3, and that is half price day. Monday, May 2nd, from 9 to 3, it is bag day, and bags will be provided by the Friends of the Library. The location this year is the South County Park Fairgrounds in the Grange Building. You just take 202 South to 179, take that exit, and you will find it right there. And if you're going to put it into your GPS, it's 1207 Route 179, Lambertville, New Jersey. And all this information and directions can be found on our website, hclibrary.us. And right now, the link to the Friends book sale is the first thing you'll find on our page. They are looking for donations because they can't have a sale without getting donations. They will take hardbacks and paperbacks, adult books, children's books, books on CD, DVDs, the popular LPs are back, music CDs and video games, sheet music, They cannot accept tapes, including video cassette, music cassette, or books on tape. No video cassettes, no music cassettes. This is rather redundant. No badly worn, soiled, torn, or mildew books. I always say anything you don't want to read on your white couch, please. No Reader's Digest condensed books, no discarded library books, no Time Life sets, no textbooks or catalogs, no encyclopedias, no outdated computer, business, self-help, health, or travel books, no magazines, including National Geographic's. Now, how do these books get into the nice, neat categories so that you can browse them? From volunteers. It's time for volunteers to help with the book sale. It would not be possible without wonderful book sale, without volunteers. There are all kinds of volunteer opportunities, including setup at the South County Park the week of April 18th from 9 to 3. There'll be some pre-sorting that week at the North County branch. There will be book picking up that needs to be done that week at headquarters and South County branch in Lambertville. And then there will be sorting the week of April 25th. And then they will be looking for help for the sale, cashier, book counter, table restocking, porter, and traffic. So there's an application on our website. You can click there and fill it out and send it to Jackie Katie. The drive location is at the South County Park Fairgrounds on Saturday, April 23rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, April 24th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I believe the week before, I don't have the paper here, but I think it's the week before you can drop books off at the Headquarters North and South County Branch Libraries.
I believe it's April 18th through April 22nd are the dates that you can donate at the libraries, Jennifer. Small donations, 1 to 2 bags, but, you know, wink, wink, bring as many as you want. We won't turn you away. No way. Thank you, Jennifer. Very well done and brief.
Thank you.
For you, anyway.
Thank you.
By the way, the opening quote about you, did you know where that came from?
Is it from a Leonard Skinner song?
It's not. Why'd you think it was Leonard Skinner?
I don't know.
Jennifer smiles and beefsteaks become well done. It's a classic song. It's actually a movie. Little Richard song called The Girl Can't Help It.
I see.
It's a very important movie in the history of music. Let me tell you why, Jennifer.
Why?
The Girl Can't Help It probably came out in 57, I believe. And everybody went to see it, including a young man in Liverpool, England, named Paul McCartney. And he was so enthralled with Eddie Cochran in the movie singing 20 Flight Rock that he learned it note for note, like learned it forwards and backwards. And then a little while later, he went to a church fair and met a young man named John Lennon.
Hmm.
And what did he play for John Lennon to impress him and get himself into John Lennon's band? 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran.
Hmm.
From the movie The Girl Can't Help It.
I see.
So how about that for in-depth trivia?
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hopefully none of my friends are listening because they're rolling their eyes because they think all I talk about are the Beatles. And it's not true, Jennifer.
It is true.
It is not true.
It's true.
Once or twice a day, possibly.
Mm. For 12 hours at a clip.
I told you about Karen London, right? Meeting that guy?
No.
I did not.
You did not.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
So, you know that Kara and my wife went to London. Kara's my daughter, by the way.
Yes. You've mentioned her once or twice on the show.
Went to
it's
London
Kara
over
or
her
the Beatles.
In the spring break. Well, this is one where the two stories combine.
Okay.
So, they're at a pub in England. Kara can drink in London. So, that's why they like to go.
Well, she'll be 21 in July, right? Or September?
In September, correct. So, they're in a pub and they met
Your wife drinks?
My wife drinks? Sure.
I'm surprised.
She's married to me, Jennifer.
I know, but she's very healthy. She doesn't eat meat or anything.
She drinks wine usually, but then when in London, when in Rome, Jennifer, as they say.
When in Rome, you drink wine. Okay, I'm sorry.
They're in a pub. They were drinking. Yes. So they got into a conversation. There was a young man with his friends, and they got into a conversation with him. And it turns out this young man's name was Theo Miles. And he claims, according to Kara, that his father wrote the official biography for Paul McCartney.
Really?
And that he had met Paul McCartney on several occasions, even on one occasion where she was, or he was sick, and Paul McCartney,
you didn't teach her about men like this?
Sang him songs, so they were buying him pints, so he would just keep telling them stories, right? But then, you know, he said he was this, right? So I looked it up, and so Barry Miles did write the biography of Paul McCartney. Actually, Paul McCartney is the one that he says is the best story about himself. Paul actually interviewed for, and he gave interviews to this Barry Miles for. Barry Miles actually was a counterculture bigwig himself in 1960s London. He lived with Allen Ginsberg, et cetera, et cetera. But that this guy was his son, you know, it's a long shot, right? And so I buy the book for Kara so when she gets home, she can take it back to school and read it. So I give it to her when she gets home. She opens it, and the book is dedicated to Theo. And there's a picture in the book of Barry Miles, and Kara said is the spitting image of the guy she talked to.
That's good.
So she actually did meet.
So he wasn't using it just as a pickup line.
Theo Miles. No, I don't think so. I don't think it worked.
Didn't she warn her about something? Didn't you warn her about people?
So that's just another. Okay, enough about the Beatles.
And I mean, Kara.
See, here's the thing about the Beatles. One more thing.
Yeah.
I'm not the one who brings them up. It either comes up somewhere else or somebody else brings them up. I just will elaborate.
I see.
But you see, but then people blame me like, oh, well, all we do is talk about the Beatles. I'm not the one who brings it up, Jennifer.
So if I said we were going to go to a commercial break, how would you?
How would I say that?
Segue into the Beatles.
I don't know. See, I'm not doing it anymore. You're trapping me.
I'm trapping you.
One more commercial break, says Jennifer, and then we'll be back with more Library Show.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. In 10 short minutes, Jim Gunna will be in to take care of business.
Let me quickly address all you artists out there. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, we are accepting entries now. Only the first 75 entries. And Jennifer, we have over 20 entries already.
I heard Richard G.
Richard G., local artist. His work is in the Surgeonsville Inn. If you want to see his work, just joined up 2 days ago, or yesterday, actually, Jennifer. So we only accept 75 artists, and like I said, 20 have already signed up, so it's not too early. So go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage for the entry form. Just click on that, fill it out, and send it in to us. If you're a student, it's a $5 entry fee. If you're an adult amateur or an adult professional, it's a $10 entry fee. We accept all mediums except for photography, because we have a dedicated photography show in October. The entry deadline is June 3rd, but like I said, we only accept 75. Jennifer, did I mention that?
You did.
There'll be cash prizes for the winners of each category. There'll be a Best in Show prize. There'll also be a Public's Choice prize as well. As honorable mention awards, we'll have music that day with Acoustic Road, a great local band. We'll have a food truck there. You get to meet a lot of great local artists if you just want to show up. Maybe find something to hang up over your couch in your living room. It's a great day. Outdoor art show. All the art will be hung on snow fences. Just circle the date. Saturday, June 11th, 2016. Come see us the Saturday before, June 4th. At the Hunterdon County Community Day. We'll be there. We'll tell you all about the art show plus all other library. Are you planning on being there, Jennifer, that day?
Community Day?
Yeah.
No, I'll be in Reading.
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Well, good. Remember to bring it up this afternoon.
I'm going to.
Okay.
I mentioned that already, Jennifer.
Okay.
I don't need you. Oh, never mind. So that's the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Saturday, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hope to see you there. Okay, Jennifer, do you think we have time for trivia?
Go fast.
20 questions?
Lightning round.
It's going to be easy, I think, Jennifer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does a gormless person lack? G-O-R-M. Gormless person. An appendix, a prostate gland, a gallbladder, or brains?
Gallbladder.
A method of playing an orchestral string instrument. Instead of using the bow, the performer plucks the desired string with a finger. What's that called, Jennifer? Is that called pizzicato?
Pizzicato.
They want to know how to spell it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Good luck.
In 1979, the National Basketball Association's Jazz called Salt Lake City, Utah, their home. Which southern U.S. city famous for its jazz music and clubs? What's the Jazz's first home, Jennifer?
New Orleans.
The Beach Boys had a slow... This Beach Boys hit, Jennifer, I apologize, hit is a slow love song about a girl who is enamored of the beach. Do I have to say more?
Yes.
The song claims, make your dreams come true. Whose dreams exactly?
Surfer Girl.
Very good. See, you knew. In what state was Wheeler born? We're talking about William Wheeler, vice president.
No idea.
There's a whole thing about him. New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, or Massachusetts.
How about Vermont?
Probably not. I won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1983, Jennifer, and was the president of my country from 1990 to 1995. All this from humble beginnings as a shipyard worker. Who am I? Saul Alinsky, Lech Walesa, Alexander Kwasniewski, or Joseph Brodsky?
Lech Walesa?
Humans, elephants, chimps, otters, and dolphins are capable of using tools. What part of the body does the bottlenose dolphin use for this purpose? Its dorsal fin, its snout, its tail, or its blowhole?
They're capable of using tools?
Yeah. What part of its body does it use tools with?
Snout. I have no
idea. This is tough for you, Jennifer. What is the art of elegant writing called?
The heart of elegant?
The art.
Art of elegant writing?
Mm-hmm.
Calligraphy?
Correct. While in Greece, Jennifer, you will find it impossible to climb the Acropolis to see the Parthenon, take a day trip on a cruise ship through the Suez Canal.
You cannot go through the Suez Canal.
I'm going to stop right there. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which of these Rosalinds appears in Star Trek television shows? Rosalind Picard, Rosalind Allen, Rosalind Chow, or Rosalind Chan?
I don't know.
Boy, this is tough.
You said it was easy.
I don't know. I guess I'm wrong, Jennifer. The Leos, Jennifer,
okay,
have some very intriguing characteristics. What is considered a positive leonine characteristic? Loving, proud, generous, or all of these?
All of these. My mother's a Leo.
Oh, yeah? And she's all of those? Mm-hmm. Who does not know about Cleopatra, femme fatale in the old days? She started her own reign over Egypt in 51 BC. It ended when she couldn't cope with the Romans any longer. When was that?
I have no idea.
How long was her reign?
I don't know.
21 BC, 31 BC, 30 BC, or 26 BC?
Pick one.
What is the process in which a seed begins to grow into a plant?
Germination.
Very good. Who wrote Measure for Measure?
William Shakespeare.
Very good. Fried Green Tomatoes, Benny and June, and the title role in Cape Brasher on TV are three major credits for this native New Yorker. Annie Potts, Phoebe Cates, Mary Louise...
Mary Louise Parker.
Nope. We're looking for Mary Stuart
Mary
Masterson.
Mary Stuart Masterson.
Yeah. Masterson, Jennifer. You jumped the gun there.
I did.
Who of the following are not recorded in the Catholic Bible as having spent time with Jesus when he was a little? Herod's soldiers? Magi? Shepherds or Mary and Joseph?
Herod's soldiers.
Which 1992, according to Ben-Hur, Jennifer.
When that's he was incorrect. Little.
I know, but they came by when he was little. And remember he gave Ben-Hur water?
But not in the Bible.
Ben-Hur isn't true story?
In the Bible, they went the other way.
Which 1992 film starring Daniel Day-Lewis was based on a novel by the prolific author James Fenimore Cooper? I just saw this yesterday.
The Deer Hunter.
No.
Not the Deer Hunter.
Check. Uncas.
Oh, wasn't Last of the Mohicans?
Last of the Mohicans is correct. What former governor of California is quite sure he won't be back to serve another term?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Irish lore tells us that which of the following can be found, Jennifer, at the end of a rainbow?
Pot of gold.
And pictures of a man on the moon for the first time captured a triumphant moment for all mankind. Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. He and his colleagues were part of what space program?
Don't know.
Gemini, Jupiter, Mercury, Apollo.
Gemini.
Do you think that's correct? Gormless is a person that has no brains, Jennifer. Pizzicato is playing violin with a finger. The jazz used to be in New Orleans. Surfer Girl was by the Beach Boys. William Wheeler was born in New York. Lech Walesa was that Nobel Peace Prize winner. Your snout, the dolphin snout is what it uses tools with. Calligraphy is fancy writing. You can't go through the Suez Canal in Greece. Rosalind Kao was on Star Trek. All of these is a positive character of Leo, just like Jennifer's mom. 30 BC is when Cleopatra's reign ended. Germination is how a seed starts. William Shakespeare wrote Measure for Measure. Mary Stuart Masterson was in Fried Green Tomatoes. Herod's soldiers did not see Jesus when he was little. The Last Mohican starred Daniel Day-Lewis. Arnold Schwarzenegger will never serve as governor of California again. Pot of gold is at the end of a rainbow, Jennifer. And the Apollo mission.
And we are at the end of the moon. Our show. So thanks for listening. Except for tomorrow, don't come into the library, but you can go online or give a call. We're always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Authorities in Belgium continuing the manhunt for more suspects in the deadly terror attacks that killed more than 30 people in Brussels. They're analyzing surveillance footage from the Brussels airport where two suicide bombers blew themselves up. The interior minister saying there's a third man involved who put a bomb at the airport that didn't go off. They're looking for him and possibly another man seen with a suicide bomber at a metro station. While Brussels grieves, the president... does the tango. It happens during his trip to Argentina. After a nice candlelight state dinner with their president, the Obamas joining in with dancers as they move to the tango. The Associated Press saying ISIS is training at least 400 fighters to target Europe in deadly waves of attacks like the ones in Brussels and Paris. Officials in Paris say there are camps in Syria, Iraq, and other locations where attackers are trained to target the West. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's some reason to fear it these days.